Speaking of labyrinths, have you ever heard the story of the evil Minotaur, half-man, half-bull, who lived in a labyrinth and made the Greeks send him 7 youths and 7 maidens each year as human sacrifices? Do you know where that was? It was in Crete, so there may be some truth in the story. Cretan kings may once have ruled over Greek cities, and those Greeks may have had to send them tribute. In any event, these Cretans were clearly a remarkable people, even if we still don't know much about them. You only have to look at the paintings on the walls of their palaces to see that they are unlike any made at the same time in Egypt or in Babylon. If you remember, the Egyptian pictures were very beautiful, but rather severe and stiff, a bit like their priests. This was not the case in Crete. What mattered most to them was to catch animals or people in rapid motion, hounds chasing wild boar and people leaping over bulls. Nothing was too hard for them to paint.